Part 14, Constructing On-the-Spot Tactile Diagrams, Method 1.
This is the Picture Maker, the Wheatley Tactile Diagramming Kit that was developed for O&M and also for some basic geometry. We found it to be useful for John to construct some stuff, also to be used in the classroom for on-the-spot production of materials. It comes with the black Velcro board and then lines, segments of circles, and they are different textures and shapes. And then it also has squares, rectangles, triangles. So it's great for when you have those quick on-the-spot things that you have to make up. Okay, first what we're going to do is work on quadrants, and I'm just going to put down X, Y axis.
The teacher creates the X and Y axis using two long straight pieces. She then grabs a small circle to represent a point.
A circle, and if you can tell me what quadrant it is in.
John locates the origin and the circle.
Right there? Okay. Let's see. One, two, three, four. It's in quadrant two.
Great.
The teacher removes the circle and searches for a place to
put
a line.
Down, and if you can tell me what quadrants that the line falls into.
The line is in quadrants 1 and 4.
It's in quadrants 1 and 4.
Great.
The teacher removes the line and the XY axis.
Construct a triangle.
The teacher puts 4 short line pieces on John's right.
We're over to your right.
Okay.
And if you want to make a equilateral triangle.
The pieces are flexible plastic that attach to the Velcro board. John has 3 pieces in his hand. He uses 2 to create the first angle. The angle might be a bit wide for an equilateral triangle.
I wonder if I don't need to make this a little bit sharper here.
John moves 1 piece to decrease the angle, then moves it again slightly to increase the angle.
I'll move just a little bit around.
John puts a 3rd line in place to finish the triangle.
Equilateral means that
all sides are equal. I'm first trying to make it, and then I can see how to adjust it.
The triangle John has made is very close to equilateral.
Yeah, see, this needs to be moved over just a little bit.
John makes a slight adjustment in one of the pieces.
No, it's not quite it.
Yep.
This corner's a little off.
Just because you have the 2 squares. You have squares, so they're not going to...
Oh, okay.
You did a nice job. Good job. That's an equilateral triangle. And you have all 3 strips that are the same.
Okay. The teacher removes the triangle from the board.
Let's see if I can confuse you.
The teacher gives John 4 more line pieces. They are longer.
You make a triangle that has an acute angle, and they give you some different size strips. An acute angle again is?
An acute angle is a slight angle, less than 90 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see how I'm going to do this here.
John has 2 of the longest line pieces. Okay. He uses them to create an angle of about 35 to 40 degrees.
Less than 90 degrees.
John changes the angle to about 70 or 75 degrees. John searches for another piece.
Okay, where's another really, really long thing?
John finds another long piece, the same length as the first 2.
Okay, if you're going to use 3 long ones, what type of triangle are you making?
Oh, the incorrect type.
Well, actually, it's right. I asked for, but what also type of triangle did you just make again?
Again, that was equilateral.
Mm-hmm. And so on an equilateral triangle, all the angles are less than?
They're all less than 90.
Mm-hmm. So how many acute angles do you have?
All 3 of them.
Good. Good. Can you construct me one more that with using a smaller size stick?
Okay.
John removes one of the long pieces from the board.
Okay. I'll see what I can do with this one here.
John places a shorter piece.
I used 2 big ones. Maybe if I use these smaller ones here.
John adds another shorter piece to extend the line he just created. John examines the triangle, which has the same angles as the first one.
See, now you can tell that, because this angle does seem a little bit sharper than these two over here. This one I just made.
Well, the two pieces that you used equal one of the longer pieces. Okay. So how about if you just use one of the smaller pieces and two of them?
John pulls a smaller piece off the board.
Two of the longer pieces and one of the smaller pieces?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, see, we'd have a triangle then with an extending line.
John pulls the other smaller piece off the board.
See, another thing with this is it's not going to be long enough to make a complete triangle.
Okay, here, let me show you that. You put this up like that, mm-hmm. So it's going up. And then move this one.
Move it over a little bit.
The teacher places the smaller piece, then moves the larger piece to create a triangle.
Onto it. Now you have.
Okay.
John examines the triangle.
Do you understand how you can do it with using the different? You just have to move them around till you get the size triangle that you want. Okay, we also have circle pieces here.
That's what I can use in this case to label the different points of the triangle, right? Like if she would have decided to put letters and stuff on them,
mm-hmm.
I could just use different shapes to signify it.
Okay.
The teacher hands John a small circle.
Here's one. Let's say this wanted A, B, C. So
I'm going to have A over here.
John places the circle at A, at the top of the triangle.
There's letter B, right there on the corner.
John places an O at the B angle on the left side.
And this one is letter C.
John places a larger circle at the C angle on the right side.
Good job. Now I'm going to, let's take that off.
Okay.
John removes the three objects he was using to identify the angles.
Want me to take the triangle off too?
Mm-hmm.
John removes the triangle from the board.
Okay.
And I just have four sections of a circle that I'm going to have you try to construct a circle with. Okay, here are the four sections.
Okay.
Do you want them one at a time?
Sure.
John places the first quarter section of the circle on the board. John tries to complete the circle with another quarter section, but realizes his error.
That doesn't quite make a circle, but okay.
John places the second quarter section in about the right position. John moves the second piece slightly and adds the third.
This needs to be modified again.
The circle is slightly oversized, so the fourth quarter section does not complete the circle.
Not quite.
Do you know the piece?
No, I need to modify it again. Because if I move them closer, they will form a circle.
John modifies the pieces.
It's just a matter of what angle it is. See if we can fit number four in here. Now if I can move this one just over just a tad.
The four pieces now form an oval.
I just need to move it over just this little bit and I can have it. That's more of an oval.
Good. That you were able to tell us so, but what if we were to add?
You need to add one more piece.
Okay, here's one more piece.
John adjusts the pieces to form a larger partial circle.
I'm glad that you were able to tell that's an oval and not a circle.
John adds a fifth quarter section to the circle.
You know what? On a second thought, make it two more pieces, and we'll have a circle.
John adds the sixth quarter section to his circle. However, some of the pieces do not line up end to end.
Not quite, but good enough.
The teacher adjusts one of the pieces.
Close enough.
Good job. Well, close. Okay. Do you think this would help you in class?
This is good because you can tell, for example, what the geometry teacher will do is they'll take a circle and they'll shade in part of it because it's missing or they don't have the degree measurements. So that's great. All that needs to be done is this part needs to be taken away and that'll represent the shaded area or the area that you need to find the measurement for. This is also great because you can move several pieces around without destroying or messing up any other lines around you as you might have had to do in the with the board in the push pins One thing that's a pain about it, though, as you could see, is that when we created the circle, we had to readjust the length between some of those pieces several times, and you end up having to move the whole figure around until you can fit all the pieces into it. That is a little frustrating sometimes, especially when you're in a hurry or it's towards the end of class, or when, you know, I know especially in those last sections of the chapter, they're trying to get through a lot of information at you at once. But overall, this has been a very useful and helpful tool.